Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Buddha was not a Buddhist. Jesus was not a Christian. Muhammad was not a Muslim. They were teachers who taught love. Love was their religion. I love that. I just wanted to share that in our opening. Good afternoon, Inspired listeners. Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. So happy to have you here with us today. I was just on social media and saw someone post that, and I thought, you know what, that is the great opening. So thank you for sharing that with us on social media. Hope you enjoyed that too. If you're needing support breaking through your fears so that you can move forward in life to what it is you really want, boy, do we have a great show ahead of us today. I'm Kim Falcon, founder of my bi-coastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen, in the beautiful Richmond, Virginia, and Encino, California, where the goal is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. I'm passionate about the work that I do in the way of readings, healings, and hypnotherapy. If you'd like to learn more or book a session, you can find me at lovefirst.info. I do have a couple of announcements that I'd like to share with you. And for those of you who have been listening every week, you already know this. I'm coming back to California and Los Angeles, where I will be meeting with people in person. If you're interested in scheduling a session, please do so. I'd love to work with you in person in LA. I'm also going to be doing an Angelic Solutions for Your Daily Life class. It is going to be a workshop held on Wednesday, June 7th at Be the Change Energy Center in Woodland Hills. You can sign up directly on my site at lovefirst.info/classes. Very, very excited about that. Working with the angelic realm is a very powerful experience. So if you're interested in learning more about how to do that, then this workshop will be for you. I will also be at the Alchemist Bookstore at Stony Point Fashion Center this Saturday, the 20th, doing readings from 12 to 5. It is a beautiful bookstore, and I hope that you'll stop by and visit me there this weekend. Lastly, I would love to stay connected with you through my monthly newsletter at lovefirst.info. You can sign up, and when you do, you receive a free gift. Joining me live from the beautiful state of Washington is my co-host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Mark, how you doing today?
Hi, Kim. Hello, Inspired listeners. I am doing well. I am enjoying the nice weather that we're finally getting here in Seattle, Washington. And I just want to say happy Wisdom Wednesday to all of our Inspired listeners all around the globe. We really appreciate you hanging out with us, whether it's over a cup of tea or eating lunch, hanging here and being part of the Inspired listener community here on Inspired Living Radio. Like Kim said, I'm Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. And if you want to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual goal, please visit me at marklanehart.com. You can do an internet search of the intuitive prospector. And for any of our Inspired listeners out in Denver, Colorado, I will be out for my first spiritual event on June 1st through the 5th, I'll be in Denver at the First Spiritual Science Church, where we'll be doing a demonstration on mediumship, having a spiritual workshop the next day, and I will also be doing a private one-on-one reading. So if you're interested or if you're in the Denver area, please come hang out with me and let's do a little bit of spiritual prospecting. I'm also having fun, Kim, over on Facebook Live through Om Times Magazine. A lot of fun, a lot of awesome people, a lot of great spiritual prospectors that join me every Monday morning for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays with Mark. That's on the Om Times Magazine platform. It's Facebook Live. It's a half hour to kick off your week at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, and I'm there every Monday with a nice inspiring message. So if you want to join me on that, I'd love to have you join that community. We've got a couple things going on, Kim. As you well know, we have our live Facebook page. So if you're checking out the live show right now and you want to ask a question of Kim, myself, or all of our special guests that we have every week, please head over to Facebook and look for Inspired Living Radio. Ask to join the community. We're a growing community, well over 1,000 people now, all around the world, and you can post your question there. If you don't want to post a question there, you can call us. We'll be taking callers today, and then if you're in the United States, the number to call in is 1-202-570-7057, and that's our live call-in line. So if you have a question, give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. You can also find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. And if you follow us on Instagram or Twitter, you can find us at Inspired For Us. That is the number 4. All 4 of those social media pages are growing. It's awesome to watch those pages grow and see everybody come into our spiritual community. You can also catch our Encore show. If you don't catch this live show, head on over to iTunes, YouTube, Om Times Radio Archives, Podbean, SoundCloud, lovefirst.info, or marklienhart.com, where we have our favorite episodes, and we're approaching 100 episodes, Kim, so we've been doing this for a little bit now. So I think we're at 90-something, 89 or 90, I believe. And I just want to let our Inspired Listening community know about our positive affirmation that we do every single week, and we do it for a month. The positive affirmation for the month of May is, my life is filled with abundance and prosperity. My life is filled with abundance and prosperity. Back to you, Kim.
Wow, Mark. 100 episodes, huh? Well, this is going to be a part of just a great selection of teachers that we have had on our show, and today is no different. We've got Lauren Zander, who is our guest today. She is a life coach, a university lecturer. She's a public speaker and the co-founder and chairman of the Handle Group, which is an international corporate consulting and private coaching company based in New York City. She is also the author of Maybe It's You, which helps readers figure out not just what they want out of life, but also how to actually get there. Well, that's important because we need to learn how to get to where it is we want to go. She has spent over 20 years coaching thousands of private clients across the board, from entrepreneurs to professors and politicians and all kinds of entertainment industry folks to Fortune 500 CEOs. She has fixed corporate business relationships, mediated contract negotiations, reconciled marriages, and helped resolve complex family issues. She is the creator of the Handle Method, which has been taught in over 35 major universities and institutes of learning across the country, including the likes of MIT, Stanford Graduate School of Business. My goodness. She is a contributing, So she's a contributor for several publications and media outlets, including the Harvard Business Review and Forbes, among others. She's appeared on television and in film. I don't think there's much she hasn't done. Lauren, thank you so much for spending this time with us.
Hi, Lauren. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm either old or I'm an old overachiever.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I would think, yeah, to have all the things that you've done, it would be over a course of time for sure. But we're so happy to have you with us today. You do what looks to be just amazing work. I've seen some of your videos online. And also just read a little bit about your background and the book that you have out, Maybe It's You. Mm-hmm. And you're a life coach. I mean, tell us, what is, I think that term people are familiar with, but not everybody really knows exactly what a life coach does and how a life coach can help someone in their life.
So I can more speak on behalf of what I've been, because I've been building what it is to be a life coach, and I have, you know, 40 full-time coaches working for the company that do corporate coaching and life coaching, and I can't speak on behalf of other coaches in the world, right? Like, I don't actually know what everybody else is doing, right? So it would not be... Right, so I imagine they're doing good and helping people in lots of ways. I do not know if they're doing what I'm doing. So with that,
it does sound like you have a unique method that you have cultivated. But I mean, I guess I'd like to just start too with understanding what brought you to where you are today. This interest that you have in helping people break through their fears, and was there something that happened in your life that inspired you to do that? Is it a calling? And share with us a little bit about your background.
I would say, you know, my mother and father will tell you that I came out this way, right? Like, I came out wanting to tell I wanted to tell everyone what they could do differently. Right, like you, like literally, my mother's first story of me was when I was 6 years old, explaining to my next door neighbor, who must have said something prejudiced, doesn't she understand that her mother could have been black? Like, how does she not understand that? Right. So,
Lauren, if you could hold that thought just for one moment, because that's our lead into our first break, but we are on the cusp of a very interesting conversation. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we spend this next hour with our guest, Lauren Zander.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our fascinating guest, Lauren Zander. So, Lauren, before we went to break, you were just starting to share a little bit with us about when this all started for you at the age of six and what had happened with the next-door neighbor.
So my mother recounts the story of me advising, you know, metaphysically advising my, you know, she was five, I was six, that she had said something prejudiced, and I didn't understand how she doesn't understand that she could have been born to any mother, right? And she was born to the one she was born to, so how could you possibly be prejudiced against another mother? Like, how could you even say that? Don't you understand? It's all the same, right? And my mother was like, what? Like, how did that little kid get that? And then, so if you, right, like, why is it, like, I don't even know if I agree with her, let alone, you know, what did she just say and where did she get that? Right. So one, so that the history of me was I was that person, but for a very long time I was a, you know, combined with a serious jerk. Right. Like, I was not the nicest person delivering that communication until I really grew up. Right. So no one was necessarily listening to me, even though I had a lot of advice to give. Right. Because I hadn't done a bunch of my own work. So who wants to hear it from a little jerk? See?
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, right. It takes those life lessons to get us where we are. And you moved into doing some coaching, and now you've got 40 people under you at the Handle group.
So my background is in environmental studies. So I have a history of, you know, I was, the joke I make now is I was save the planet, kill the people, right? Like, the people were ruining my planet.
Oh, goodness, right. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Right. I figured it out.
Yeah,
and then when I started.
I take it you had to shift that message a little bit where there's a little bit more balance.
After I got my degree. After I got my degree, I got my first big job working at the United Nations Global Environment Facility. Like, I had arrived at Mecca, right?
Mm-hmm.
I figured out I was miserable and that the more I was caring about the environment, the unhappier I got about everything, right? About people, about life. Mm. So, I was doing the wrong – I had somewhere around 22, I figured out – if the people can't see the trees, then that's the real problem. My problem is not with the trees. It's with the people. Mm-hmm. I'm working on the wrong thing. Right? And then, cried, had to put my cigarette out, had to stop hating humanity, had to forgive my parents, had to – like, I did a 180 in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then started and then in that 180, found the love of my life, believed in soulmates, got spiritual, meditated for years, like started to do all the right work in my 20s. And then here I am, you know, quite close to my 50s.
So isn't that interesting, the experiences that we have in life that help direct us to where it is we need to be? And in this case for you, it sounds like it was with the environment that helped you understand you needed to shift your focus to helping people, which is a good place to start because, humanity could use a little extra support there. And so you are now you and your company are helping all kinds of people. I mean, you've reconciled marriages and mediated contract negotiations. So tell us, what does the Handle group do, and how is life coaching different than therapy, let's say, when we talk about helping people?
I think that's
what is it that you do at the Handle group?
Okay. So what I have found, so first of all, the difference between coaching and therapy, according to the Handel Method, is coaching, we really are giving you instructions, like you're really taking actions. You really have homework. You really need to do your homework. And if you don't show up with your homework done, we can't work with you, right? Whereas therapy, you really, like I literally am a director. Right. I am telling you, we are having a conversation. You came to me to lose weight. There really is. I'm going to help. I'm going to put you on that diet. I'm going to ask you to send in every day what you ate that day. Right. I'm going to ask you to keep your promises. We're going to negotiate if you're going to get to cheat or what you're, we're going to negotiate contracts for your actions you're going to take. And then I'm going to hold you. I'm going to be your accountability buddy, helping you make sure you're true to yourself. So I am coaching you on achieving the results you want. Mm-hmm. And one of the main things I work on, which I think is the biggest problem with individuals, with all of us, is we don't break in to our inner dialogue, right? We don't hear what we're saying to ourselves that's laying and eating the cookies and explaining to ourselves that I'm eating the cookie because I had a fight with my kid 2 days ago, right? So there's mm-hmm. there's the breaking into how come you're not eating celery when you get unhappy and you're eating a cookie when you get unhappy, and how many times do you get to get, right?
Sorry, I had to laugh at that because that is kind of funny to think about it in that way, right? Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Right. So,
I just thought that was a really good
example. It's meant to make, it's what, you know, if you fed, our joke is if you fed your brat, like I think, you know, one of the inner dialogues that I make a person track is that we can be brats or chickens or what I'll call weather reporters. A weather reporter is you're reporting on your life like in third person with no power. It's always been this way. I've never been able to do that well. I'm a night person. I'm a late, you know, I can't get up early in the morning, right? As if you just said it's 72 degrees in California, I'm not a morning mm-hmm. person. Like they're the same thing. One's a fact, one isn't, right? So I'm, so what happens in the Handel Method is you start to break in to what I'm going to call your lower self versus your higher self who can call BS on much mm-hmm. of your logic.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and what happens in the book, and maybe it's you, is it's the step-by-step process I've been doing for 20 years that I like developed at MIT, right? For years to how to get it done so an individual can do it step-by-step and really come to know themselves in ways they did not expect.
Mhm, mhm. Yeah, because it does seem to be about getting to know oneself at deeper levels or understanding all the aspects of oneself. So that does seem like that would be an important aspect.
So the way the method lays out in the book and what I teach is I make a person start by having 12, I break out life into 12 different areas, and I ask you to dream in each of the areas. And what people find is, you know, they don't relate to life in 12 different areas, right? They're like, my career, my family, my body. Yes, right, fun and adventure, uh-huh. What do you mean? And then maybe there's spirituality, right? Oh, my God, what about the other? Like, so in getting a person to start to really think about their life and start to rate their own happiness against fulfilling on that dream, I begin to break you into your own narrative. The biggest problem humans have is they don't know their own narrative, and they think it's true. What you think about men is what's true about, like, people do not hear themselves and realize they're proving their theories. So how do you get them to hear their own theories? You have to get them to start dreaming, start sharing why you think, you know, why you can't have the dream you want. Like, so all the parts of the method are to get you to wake up to how you talk about yourself, how you talk about life, how you talk about your future, and how you even talk about your past, right? Because if you can't figure out your own language, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So in your book, then it's not just sharing information. It's actually the reader is going to be doing some work. some work.
Oh, it's an entire, there's three people that are, you're getting the story on me and what I went through to deal with myself, and the method, the coaching, like the actual method, and then three different people who, and they're honestly their homework, so you can see excerpts of what really happened in the transformation throughout the book, right? And it is rated R, right? It is honestly, you know, that person had a chronic disease and figured out she was lying to her husband. And, you know, lo and behold, the disease started, you know, when she started becoming honest in her relationship, her health got better, right? So I'm coming after big issues, and I picked three people that I'm giving you their examples, including mine, plus the method, plus the assignments. Oh, yes, I expect people to get to work.
I make sure
it's funny all the way through.
Well, I thought,
oh, you'll be laughing.
Considering you've had us laughing since the start. It's very interesting. And one thing that I noticed just in listening to you speak on your videos and so forth is that, and just how you've explained it now, number one, is that people are held accountable to themselves. And that, I think that is like one of the most important concepts people need to be aware of and do when they're looking to create change for themselves, because so many times people are placing blame and searching for things outside of themselves. And everything I find, and it sounds like what it is you're out there teaching too, is that it comes right back to us, the individual. Now, what I find to be interesting in what you've just described in some of the examples that you've given about the person who had the chronic illness that was later understood to be tied to her not being truthful to her husband, that's very interesting, because that really comes back to what's going on a spiritual level too, and karmically and all that kind of stuff that people probably don't even understand, like the general public, that is very spiritually related to one's soul, etc., but laid out in a very comfortable way that everybody can maybe understand. That is our second lead into our break. Time is flying by. Make sure you stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes with our guest, Lauren Zander.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Lauren Zander. So, Lauren, I was just saying that I found it very interesting that, you're teaching people how to connect the dots like that, which for the general public's probably not thinking of it in terms of, related back to, a spirituality in any ways, but it very much is tied to the soul, et cetera. And I find that very, very interesting. You're able to teach them in a way that, they understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. By the time a person really walks away from working with Handel Group, they find themselves 100% more connected to their soul and their mission and healing their history. Right, their lineage, right? I put them in the language of lineage. I put them, what else are we here for but to, fulfill on our life, figure out our mission, heal our past all the way back to the beginning of time, because every issue that you have in your life, right, somehow connects to the sins of all the generations before in the nicest way you can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, history is repeating. Marriages, everything's repeating.
Well, and it's interesting because when you think of, I know you've worked with Fortune 500 CEOs. I mean, they're probably not thinking of healing their lineage. You know what I mean? So the fact that you can expose them to some of these concepts in a way that's comfortable to them is a good thing that hopefully puts them on a path of greater learning or a desire to learn more about those kinds of things. So tell our readers.
Hello?
Listeners, yes. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're still on.
Lauren? Oh, she just dropped. Okay. So I'm sure she'll call right back. We just had a little glitch here in the system. But what I was saying earlier is that where the healing can really take place is when you understand from a spiritual perspective why it is that you are experiencing the difficulties in life that you may be experiencing in any aspect of life. There's always a spiritual reason to that. Lauren, are you back? Hi, Lauren.
So, I am.
I was going to ask you if you could share with our audience where they can find your book, Maybe It's You.
Barnes & Noble or Amazon carries, if you're in the world, out in the world. No, but even we have it in London and Australia in the Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.com. Just plug in Maybe It's You. And you can get there from my website at thehandelgroup.com.
Great. And so if people are – I'd love for us to have a deeper discussion around some of these methods or how it is you're helping people and so forth. But if somebody is listening and they're interested, they're having challenges in their own life right now, how can they find you? Are you working – it sounds like you've got a pretty – big group that is under you and you're doing a lot of work with companies, et cetera, but are you still working with people on an individual basis? And if people are interested in doing that with you, how can they find you?
So really through the Handel Group website, right? If you just go to handelgroup.com, there's a consult, right? You can click, you can end up on a call in a consult call for anything you need. And her name is Sally. She's the best. She's been working with us for 5 years, and she will figure out whatever you really need, your price point, and we really are, committed to giving anyone the best we have. And if you want to work with me, I'm, a little expensive, but I'm definitely available. Right. There's much cheaper, okay, good, great versions that are not me.
Okay. Well, there's a little bit out there for everyone, huh? So that's nice. Yeah, so everyone out there can be supported in some way.
I created 10 sessions with me in an audio program and digital model where you could do the homework and listen to an hour session of what it's all about, right? I'm literally designed to scale. And in that community, you can join and then get a buddy and participate, in a really inexpensive model, right? Or if you want someone getting up there with you alone, that's available too.
That's great, because oftentimes if people are doing this work, they need support or they have questions or they need encouragement and motivation, and it sounds like you offer that as well, which is great. So, mm-hmm. You talk a little bit about, well, actually a lot about helping people face their fears and to be truthful with themselves in that process, so that they're not just the weather reporter reporting on their lives, but actually delving into that. So how does one begin to tell the truth to themselves about what's really going on?
When you start to design your dream, like tell your dream, and then rate your current life against your dream and explain why you don't think you can have that dream or why you think you can't, you're not there right now, what you then will find are all your concocted theories of what's wrong with the world, what's wrong with your body, what's wrong with, anything, it's because of your children, you don't have time to meditate. It's because of this, you don't have that. Like, all of your theories live in having to answer to your dreams, right? After you design that dream and name that dream, right? So what happens is that is the most critical step you can take. And then the next thing I have a person do is really track how their how they talk and how they write out all their explanations, and that if you check into your own inner dialogue, you have the voice of a chicken, right? I can't do that. I can't tell the truth about that. I can't tell what I really think. I can't, like, all the I can't say something or ask for something. Right. If you listen to half the world to have a conversation, they're talking about what they can't say. Mm-hmm. Right. No one's answering what they want to say.
Right.
What do you wish you could say to your dad? What do you wish you could say and ask from your mother? What do you wish you could ask from your boss? Right. Welcome. Enter the chicken. I can't. Like, we are prolific in fear, and we are much, like, and now talk on behalf of what you can do and what's possible. Oh, not as loud, are you? Right? We get three sentences for happily ever after and 100 sentences for why it's never turning out for you. And whose fault it is.
And whose fault it is. I love the title of the book.
Yeah.
Below it, maybe it's you, but I like how it says, cut the crap, face your fears, love your life. And I'm curious, Lauren, as far as why do you think this book resonates with such places as Harvard, MIT, Stanford? What do you think that, the message in the book that captures people that the universities are actually, discussing this book?
Personal accountability. Right. So in 2006, I was able to trademark and own personal integrity, an ability to keep a promise to yourself. Right. People can keep promises to other people, but don't do nearly as well with keeping a promise to themselves. And that gap is incredibly interesting to high achievers. Like, what is up with that? You're right. I can't keep a promise to meditate for 15 minutes, but I certainly can stay up late and make sure my boss got everything he needed.
Yeah, very true. And, just the personal responsibility. I talk about this all the time as far as, when I work with people on a spiritual level, that it does come back to you. What's, in your opinion, because this book lays out pretty much a blueprint for, you know, people to follow. And I love that you have the customization to work with the different coaches. I think that's very important too, because price points for people is very different. You know, you said you're a little bit more expensive compared to the other 40 coaches that are working within the group. So I think, you know, for the Inspired Listening community, that's important too, to call in and, you know, be able to work with the coach depending on what their issue is. So I really enjoyed that. But as far as the blueprint, what, in your opinion, how do you trump the BS that we put ourselves through, all of the BS and all of the distractions in life, and how do we really trump the BS of excuses that we make?
Well, first, you know, people are not sitting there looking at their dream, right? What are your dreams in all areas of your life, right? Like, do you really have that for this year? And do you have anyone who's holding you accountable to that, right? Like, actually making you deal with your own promise to yourself, right? So most people don't have that. If you can't say, yes, I have that, oh, Lauren, of course I have that. I know exactly what I'm committed to. And I have a plan that goes with it. Really? Great. What is your plan? How does it live in your week? How does it live day to day? Right? Don't tell me you want to get married and you want to have children, and when was the last time you were on a date, and you're not on any websites, and you're not, like, you do, like, I can hunt very quickly for, are you living true to the vision? Right? A person who's having integrity with, you know, 15% body fat and being incredibly healthy, I swear you can follow them around, and there's no mystery why they are that weight, how they eat, how they exercise. Right?
Right,
and then the person who, so the one of the things I point to is one of the greatest things on earth is actions lead to results. If you take these actions, you'll get these results. From time to time, there's mysteries, but really, there really is the mecca of actions lead to results.
So let's hold that thought right there and come back to the mysteries. Yes. A fascinating conversation with our special guest, Lauren Sander. We'll be back here in 2 minutes on Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Stick around, guys.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on OM Time Radio.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, Inspired listeners, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Our very special guest today, Lauren Handelzander, who is a life coach, a university lecturer, and a public speaker. And she's also the founder of The Handle Group. You can find more information about her at handlegroup.com. Right before the break, we were talking about the mysteries. We were talking about personal responsibility and action and how the action can lead us to change our habits. I'm going to throw one at you for myself. You said being able to be held accountable. What about somebody that's an entrepreneur that works for themselves and doesn't have a boss to report to, what would you recommend in the book or in your you know, your background of somebody that's an entrepreneur, because I know you deal with entrepreneurs and Fortune 500 CEOs all the time.
Everyone needs someone to hold them accountable in an area that they aren't usually accountable. And I also teach putting in consequences, right? So if there's an area in your life that you're not reliable, whatever it is, going to bed on time, eating the right foods, meditating, playing with your kids, right? You know, getting your email inbox, whatever it is that you need to make a promise about because it's killing you that you're not keeping that promise. You need a buddy who holds you accountable along with the promise in specific in time and what I call a consequence. A consequence is not a punishment, but it's something that if you take it away, your vice, like the vice lover in you, will be very upset. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take your cream out of your coffee, take your one glass of wine away, take your sugar away, take something away that's actually good for you to take away, but would drive you nuts if you took it away. And you'd be amazed at how much you'll change in your own life to make sure you get your drink at night. Right. So I that's how I run it. Right. And I have someone who's accountable. You're accountable to. So all of my clients have promises with consequences and they are accountable to me to do them until they really make their habit change. And then they don't really need it anymore. They've gotten the results. They're very proud. Right. They really don't. I don't need a promise to exercise anymore. I used to. Right. I used to need a promise and a consequence. My joke is that's not a joke is I have sex with my husband twice a week. We're married 20 years. Right. I need that promise with a consequence or I could be like next week, you know, easily. Where's he going?
I'm going to use that one. I've been married for 22 years, so I'm going to have that conversation with my wife.
I trust me. All you have to do with me is take away my HBO.
Okay.
Right. If I lose TV for the next week, if I lose TV for a week, because I didn't keep my sex promise, right? First of all, it's good for me. I would end up reading, hanging with my kids more, or playing with my husband more. But guess what?
Sure.
I keep my promise. So I never meet my maker on that one.
Right. But it comes back to that personal responsibility. And it's kind of from a psychology standpoint, it's kind of rewiring the brain too, as far as, you know, just as little kids, you know, if they're behaving badly or not doing what they say they're going to do, we take all their stuff away. And then they realize, oh, right. Okay, well, there's a consequences to, you know, the action of what I'm either doing that's, you know, behaving badly or what I'm not doing when I said I would do something. So it's very interesting. And you talked about earlier about your vice and one of the things I was thinking about is how do we take that vice, how do we turn, you know, the bad vices, I guess, into good? How do we change that paradigm?
Let's say you're, you know, screens, alcohol, sugar, those are usually the top. Like, I don't have to go much further with an individual to find out which one I triggered.
Right.
Which one is yours, right? And when you find out that, you know, for example, I coached my sister who had a big commitment to getting a TV show made, writing a television show and getting it made, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a huge dream. And so she had a promise to write every night, and then she had promises to make phone calls and to reach out to people who could help her get it, you know, out in the world of Hollywood. Like, the hard job. And all I had to do was to give her the instructions of what she needed to do, like, you have to keep these promises. And if you don't keep the promises for the day, you lose. She loves a glass of wine and Swedish fish. Ew. Right? I don't even understand her. No, she eats them together. That's why I'm making the face, right? So I get that. Welcome to my sister Marnie, right? But what she will do for her glass of wine and Swedish fish at night is get her TV show sold. Like, I got her to deal with all her fears of reaching out, of writing, of everything. She had to write 3 hours a day and make 2 bold contacts a day. 6 years later, her television show aired on, you know, aired. Hulu bought it. Nice. She had never sold anything in her life. Right? And she was 47 when that happened. Right. So people don't understand that actions lead to results in a way that no matter what you're committed to, you can make happen if you're willing to deal with your fears. Put your vice up against your fear, like make yourself work for your vice. And all of a sudden you've transformed your relationship to your fear and your vice. Like, oh, finally my vice is doing something good for me.
Right. Mark, do you feel that the fear in what you're, you know, when you're working with people, do you feel that the fear is probably the number one thing that you deal with in people, either the fear of failure or the fear of success? I always like to say, you know, fear is that false evidence appearing real type of energy. But do you come up against fear because we are the only species that creates fear in on this planet?
Fear is also theories of doom, pessimism, cynicism, resignation, right? So any language that a person lives with that makes them unhappy or sad about what they believe or the theory they have that disappoints them, right? Like, you can't keep a marriage hot and sexy its whole life, right? Like, oh, really? You can't? Right? So, like, so people have negative fear-based theories. So I think it's either fear or love, and anything dark is fear, and anything that allows and love, like, and it's kind of always, you know, we're always on the wrong side, right? And getting
Mark,
us to not Mark. Be fear-based.
Mark?
Yes. Yes.
Mark, I'd like to know, I think the whole Inspired community would like to know what your punishment is in this next week. For not having sex.
Consequence.
2 times.
Oh, that's hot. Come on, me too. Come on, girl.
Oh, man. I need some help on this one.
Why do you need help? Light a candle.
I'm going to check on you next week because we have an open show. We have an open show, and I'm going to check on you next week. So we have to get, yes, we do.
I know what your consequence will be.
Okay, let's hear it.
I know the consequence. We have to call your wife and find out what her explanation was for you.
Live on air, Mark.
Is that live on the air, too?
She is live on the air explaining why you didn't keep your promise with you. I am sure you will not let that happen. How about it? How good am I? Are we good?
Yeah, yeah, that's really
you will
good.
Keep that promise. And just so you know, I wouldn't go if do you what is why don't you do one? Do you have sex every week or because 2 sounded like it was crazy to you? So which makes me think you're not doing it once.
Yeah, that's
right. If 2 sounds crazy, I think we're averaging once every 3 weeks. Right, from the tone.
Yeah. Thanks, Kim.
Okay.
Oh my.
Yeah, all right, great. I take down. I would say only once is if you have sex one if you promise once a week.
Once a week.
We're good.
There
That's
we
a
go.
Great start.
Once a week.
Now, Mark, don't be the chicken on this. We talked about chickens this last hour. Don't do it.
Or I just have to have the chicken voice.
I'm having
voice.
Fun. Yeah, the
right.
chicken voice.
And then
what
you can
talking about the chicken voice.
And then you could start to see that if he made that promise, right? So if you make the right promise, it then starts a domino effect of fixing things in your life, like what's up with your sex life? What's up with her? What's up with you? Is it the kids? Is it this? Is it like what are you pinning it all to that now that you made this promise, you have to create integrity for it, right? So it causes all the right problems in the right direction. Right, we just restructured your issues because the right promise changes everything. Come on. Do you have any idea how many people need to have sex promises in their marriage? Do you have any idea? Like, I have never met a couple I haven't had to put that promise in.
Sure. Yeah. Especially the longer that you're married, right? You know, finding that re-spark and keeping it hot, keeping the, you know, rekindled after 22 years. So,
yeah.
I appreciate the advice, and I will give it a go, and I'm going to read your digital download of Maybe It's You, because you're right. I need to cut the crap, face my fears, and love my life.
That's right.
So, Lauren, we're in the last few minutes here of the show, but I just wanted to say thank you again for being an awesome guest. I'd love to have you back on Inspired Living Radio at a different time if you're up for it, and continue to have this conversation, because I think the Inspired Listening community gets really something out of this. And one more time for the Inspired listeners out there all around the world, if they could get in contact with you, the best way to get in contact with you and also purchase a copy of your book, please.
So it's Handel Group, H-A-N-D-E-L, group.com, and Maybe It's You, and I am Lauren Handel Zander. And you'll love the book.
Yeah, I'm already liking it just from what I'm reading through it on the digital side of it. So thanks again for being on, and we're going to be back next Wednesday, like we are every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. It is going to be our first live open caller, open line show. So if you want to call in for a free reading, if you want to talk with Kim and myself, we're going to open up the phone line. Would love to have you join in, call in, post your questions on Facebook, and just have a lot of spiritual fun for the next show of Inspired Living Radio. So thanks again to our
special
guest. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great week. Be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.